Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're gonna really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our high performance monthly training program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. How do you deal with someone who doubts you, complains, has negative energy, is not supportive of you? If you're experiencing that in some way, we'll talk about how to deal with that. Number one, decide what's important. What's going to be important right now at this stage of your life? I mean, what is it? Is it for you what's challenging, what's frustrating? Is letting other people push you around, boss you around, make you feel bad? Are you somebody at this point in your life going to decide what's really important to you is your own personal energy, and you're going to learn to generate that or keep relying on other people? I get a little bit of criticism for the way I talk about this, because when people say to me often in live or on television, they've asked me this before, Brendon, how do you deal with doubters and complainers and, you know, negative Nellies, because they can just suck the energy right out of you, right? I go, no, they can't. And that's the end of the conversation. I don't have a lot more to contribute to it than that. And I don't mean that to be flippant, but if you are still allowing the people around you to control your energy, it is time to get deeper into your studies of psychology and personal development. And I say that respectfully, because I know some people, you have a negative spouse, or you have a negative neighbor or a negative person at work, and it's easy to blame them. No one gives you permission to feel anything but yourself. I know that's really hard to accept when you got negative people, but Eleanor Roosevelt said it. No one can make you feel anyway but the way that you decide that you're gonna feel. And it's very important to realize that and to condition yourself not to get tossed into other people's pools of pessimism. Look, there's always gonna be doubters. There's always gonna be critics. There's always gonna be people around you who are negative. And here's what I say, so what? Your job is not to turn them, to make them magical people skipping through a field of roses. They're probably that way. They've probably been conditioned that way. They're probably gonna be that way for years. So why even attempt to deal with anything related to them except how you are allowing yourself to deal with that? Because here's the thing, you're the one allowing yourself to feel the way you do. You're the one conditioning yourself. You're the one triggering yourself. Have you ever been with two people and you saw one person say something just completely benign and didn't have an emotional hook, or they weren't being mean, and the other person blew up at it? And you're like, what happened there? It didn't mean anything to you, but this person made it mean something big and they blew up and they went on a tirade about it. Well, in that experience, you see the power of emotional control. You saw the same thing. They took it and they went level 5 anger. I learned very young that I didn't like anger. I saw it all the time around me, all the time. I grew up in a town where if somebody didn't like something about you or something you said, it wasn't a conflict of words. It was a fight, a duel. It was literally went to fists. I grew up fighting
all until I was probably 22 years old, constantly in fights, physical fights. That's why I developed so much of a skill in martial arts, because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. I want to be better at this. But it was constant. I grew up around such a culture of people who wanted to fight all the time that I was like, I don't want to, I'm going to learn not to let people get me angry that I would get into fights. I decided the anger, if I was letting anger win, I was a lesser person. If I let somebody's negativity win, I was a lesser person. I did it in a very stoic way that said, you know what? These people are presented to me as a challenge to my character. Will I rise above it or will I sink to their level? And I think that's first and foremost. What's important is for you to get a grasp of your own attitude, your own energy. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to think you're crazy, and you've probably already encountered a lot of people who, they're making fun of you. They're saying negative things. And all I can share with you is this. It is vital that you decide to start generating the emotional energy and experience you want of life and never, never be a victim to other people's energy. I always recognize, I go, oh, there's the energy. And then I say, oh, and here's a trigger in my mind. It wants to go over there. It wants to please, it wants to placate, it wants to join them. No. Now, people immediately say, well, Brendan, what if they get mad at you for not being in their energy? They don't like that you're positive. They make fun of you. They're mad. So what? Because look, someone's not going to like someone in that situation. Either they're not going to like you for you being who you are, or you aren't going to like yourself, and you're not going to like them for conforming to their energy. It is a lose-lose situation. The only way out of it is above it. And above it is you maintaining your emotional energy despite it all. It's what Viktor Frankl taught us in Man's Search for Meaning. The last of human freedoms is the ability to control one's own attitude. How magical is that? It's up to you. Now, for those who are still going, yeah, but you don't understand my spouse, let me talk to you real quickly. One, watch this recording again and start to own the reality that you're in charge of your emotions. You're in charge of how you feel. You got to own that. Doubters, complainers, don't give them time. Don't give them credit. Don't give them the ability or the permission to knock you off your path. Second, make it a game. I love making a game. It's a game to me. People's energy is a game to me. I look at it and I go, huh, I wonder if I cannot get pulled into this. If I don't get into pulled this, I get some points. And then I also think in those circumstances where everybody's negative and it all looks like it's going to fall apart, I make it a game. I go, I wonder if I could turn this around. I don't try to turn people around because I feel superior or it's an obligation in any way whatsoever. I try to make a positive effect because I think that's part of our mission in the world, is to make more positive energy and to generate that energy that brings more joy or peace, satisfaction, fulfillment in other people's lives. We're not responsible for other people's lives, but we can influence them. And as soon as you say, I'm not responsible for their energy, it gives you freedom. You are not responsible for the hot mess of other people's lives. The day that you own that, you're like, ah, life is so good. I'm not responsible for other people's energy, but I do have the opportunity to influence it. And now you are free to approach it as a game like I do. So it's one of my favorite games is if I'm sitting down with somebody who's constantly complaining and negative, I just take it as a test. I'm like, I wonder if I can get them laughing. I wonder if I can get them talking about something positive without judging them, without criticizing them. Just try and turn that conversation. That's what I try to do. So it's like a game to me. And then I'll finally say this. The third thing you can do with doubters and complainers, if you just can't get yourself away from that victim mentality, you're always being brought in. If you don't want to take on the responsibility or even the opportunity to influence our energy, third piece, if it's constant and it's constant and it's constant, it's time for you to put your foot down, look a person in the face and say, look, I really want to be around you. I think you're great. But what I've noticed is you have this pattern of constantly complaining. And you know what? I think you actually have the right to. I think there's a lot of things going on in your life. I get it. It's a struggle. But you know what? If you keep talking about all the things in such a negative way, you're generating a negative energy for yourself and for me. Now, if you want to do that for yourself, that's cool. But I just want you to know, I can't be part of negative conversations all the time. And I do everything I can to avoid those things. But in that process, I don't want to avoid you because I like you. So either we need to change our communication pattern here and talk about positive things or things that we can do in a better way, or I need to limit our conversations. I don't want to do that, but I'm gonna let you know my energy is important to me enough that I would. And I can share with you, I've probably said that to 7 or 8 people in my life. I would say that 3 of them reacted very poorly and I limited my exposure to them. The other 4 were like, I do? What do you mean? Do you make, I make you feel bad? And sometimes people just don't realize how much they moan and complain. And you just have to say it subtly and directly at the same time. Subtly in a way that you're not judging them, but directly in telling them you'll have to limit the exposure to it. And all I can share with you is what I do is when my mood sucks, I call my friends. When my mood sucks, it's like, let's go do something. And I get around people who are fun, and that fun changes the game for me. So that's my ways to improve mood. I know this has been great. Thank you all. I want to honor you for being here again. I love having you as part of this community. Thanks, everybody. Go out there every single day of this year. Know that this year can be whatever you decide to make it of. And as always, go out and live fully, love openly, make your difference today. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Goodbye.
All right, my friend. I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for?
How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.